King James the First was a gallant king. No Edward, no Richard, no Henry like him. He preserved his kingdoms in peace all his days. He was pious, religious, and virtuous always. He had love to his subjects, and they loved to him. And in all things he was fit for a king. When as he went to heaven, he left peace and wealth, and he left posterity to himself. Charles his son, which was murdered by harms, despised by some subjects who soon took up arms. And then in the rebellion a great many rose, and would take upon them their king to oppose. Some malignant humours would needs fight the crown, and murdered King Charles to keep monarchy down. The subjects' persecution in this was shown, for what it cost England's very well known. If I his transactions to you should repeat, it would be a volume too large and too great. What dismal distractions this prince waded through, by rebellious actions was more than a now. Yet he for his foes most heartily prayed, and told them to die that he was not afraid. His blood cries like Abel's from the ground to this day, against all those rebels that took away. Then Charles the Second was king in his place, but they took crown and possession and thought him too base. They a new power would needs have set up, they still Oliver Cromwell, but he lasted not. The crown then lay useless, which was worn so long. Some would fain have worn, but durst not put on. The king then was absent, though here he did reign, and the crown it lay lurking till Charles came again. Young Charles brought the banner of peace in his arms. His sight caused a whole army to lay down their arms. He brought joy and freedom to each true cavalier, brought that in the front which had long been in the rear. This nation distracted again he did cure, the laws bravely acted and ruled by his power. His griefs was our trouble, though we durst not complain, but our joys they did double when Charles came again. For passing of wrongs he a David might be, for meekness a Moses at all times was he. Like Job for his patience was he all along, for wit and for wisdom a King Solomon. But he's gone to heaven with saints for to reign, and there to be crowned with a new diadem. His obliging presence I cannot forget, there's thousands in the nation that mourn for him yet. And now, James the Second, rule thou in his place, since thou art to the crown and the kingdom a grace. Thou art one of the line, and I greatly conceit, thou wilt never decline nor degenerate. Thou art garnished with faculties fit for a prince, with wit, learning, valor the same to advance. God bless thee from foes and increase thee in wealth, and let angels attend and bless thee in health. Now let's our allegiance show to James our king, then we shall have friendship and favor from him. When the head and the body unites, it is brave. I hope the great mercy amongst us we'll have. I hope that brave England will flourish again, for the king has granted liberty or peace to maintain, and we will serve him as long as we can. To wait on our prince will be free every man. But when subjects like Absalom would be in rule, and are so audacious their king to control, division break unity and spoils it quite. A kingdom that's divided to stand is not like. Then let every man be content with his place, for that's the best way for a man to keep safe. But when servants turn masters, I like no such thing. We should soon have no subjects, but all would be king.